All right, welcome back to the second half of Living the Good Life. If you missed a show, you can go to tantalknetwork.com and go to podcasts, go to the name of this show, which is Living the Good Life. And our Thursday night show is Go Yard. So you go to tantalknetwork.com, go to podcasts, and then go to the name of the show, and you can access shows you've missed. Also, if you have a pen, would you write down the two websites for both shows? Because we keep, at the end of each month, our webmaster puts the shows on our websites with titles. And for this show, that website is www.bohmglobal.com. Stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. bohmglobal.com. And for our Thursday night show, it's www.goyard2014.org. It's an O-R-G. So one more time on those websites, bohmglobal.com and goyard2014.org. We love for people to listen, comment, send us emails. You can send me one direct, pastor@bohmglobal.com. And so often we need some spiritual food, and we have many hundreds of shows on our website, which brings me to what's going to happen here on September 23rd. Our radio team, there's about eight of them. Hopefully most of them or all of them will at least be on that show for a short time. It's going to be our 600th show. Can you find the bell there, Nan?
Is hiding. Yes, there we go.
600th show. September 23rd, and so that's going to be a big day here. In fact, some of our church people are coming to be in the studio. We are going to be Facebook Live for 2 full hours that day, and we're going to have a nice little celebration cake, etc. So if you're in the area on September 23rd, want to come in for our anniversary, just stop by and let us know who you are. If you're a listener, we'd love to meet you. And it is right here, 706 North Myrtle Avenue in Clearwater. Can you believe, Megan, that we've been doing this 600 shows? You and your mom, Betty, have been on for many years now, haven't you?
Hasn't it been like four?
Four or five, yeah, at least.
Four or five, I think. But no, it's absolutely amazing that we're hitting a 600th show.
Yeah, isn't it?
And that the Lord continues to provide a way for us to continue to be on.
It's absolutely
just, he's awesome.
He is. He gets all the glory and the praise. We're really excited, and we're really thankful for Pete, our engineer, that engineers on our Thursday night show. I engineer on this show, but on Thursday night, Pete does, and he's the one that's doing this Facebook endeavor. So he will be here live on that day with cameras rolling and lights and everything going on. It'll be a fun day for our 600th show on September 23rd. So mark your calendars. You definitely want to catch that show. And so if you've missed some shows recently, remember, go to our website or the podcast tab here on tantalknetwork.com. Prayer needs. Nan, what happens if they have one? What do they do?
They need to send in an email to prayers@bohmglobal.com. Again, it's prayers@bohmglobal.com. And what happens is we have a prayer team out there who pray for these requests.
We really do,
and we have answers. People's prayers being answered. Pastor Jim, Betty, or Shell pick up the prayer request. They send it out to the prayer team. Included with that is a prayer, and that way we can all be praying the same thing for that need. When God answers the prayer, send in an email to say, hey, God answered the prayer, because we have many people who do that too. And that's encouraging to the prayer team when praise reports come in like that, you know. But I mean, we have people healed of some pretty big things, and someone doesn't need to think, well, my thing is so much smaller than someone else's. I don't want to do that. Well, no, do that. That's what prayer is for, big things. Prayer is for smaller things. Prayer is prayer. If you have a need, send it in, pray, believe, and we'll see God move.
Woo! Absolutely right. Praise God. We start this second hour off with a song straight from the Word, Made Me Glad. I think you should. Isn't that a great song? You like that?
I've been listening to that one the past 2 weeks. I've probably listened to it 30 or 40 times.
Why?
Why? Because I love those words. Why? Those series of words that's in that.
Of what the series of words of who he is to us, right?
Yes. Yes. Sorry. Please give me getting excited. This is great.
Megan, listen. Nan's all excited.
She's hydrated. That's why.
Oh, that's it. Yay.
That's why.
Hydrated Nan is excited about God making us glad. Ooh, this is what he does in your life. That's why you need all of him, more of him. Old song, but a mighty song. You know it, sing along with it. Straight out of the Word. For you, dear listener, he's your shelter, your very present help. Oh, I love that song. Love it. I'm just like Nan. Love that song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. This is who you are to us, for us this day. Praise your name. Woo. God gave you a poem during that song, Nan. I heard you. I saw you through the glass signaling me to talk to us.
I'll try to do it without crying. In all the hundreds of poems I've written, I've never cried during a poem. Thank you, God. I am here for you. Things will be okay. I see what you face. Believe that it's a new day. I am the deliverer in your life. I will bring all things to you. Though many seem like difficult days, but beloved one, you will make it through. Look to me with expectancy. Will you, with praise to me and wait. You'll be okay, little one. To praise me, do not hesitate. You'll look back on this time and see that I was in control. It is all coming together. You will be made whole.
Oh, that's a powerful prophetic word.
And it's interesting.
In the form of a poem.
I have the little journal that I write in. It has a little scripture at the bottom. I've never read them. This one's interesting. Shout for the joy to the Lord. Burst in a jubilant song with music. That's out of Psalms.
Wow. I want you to read that poem again because it's a prophetic word for someone out there. And whoever you are out there in audience land, radio land, grab a hold of this. And also, if you'd like a copy of it, I'm telling you in advance, take a note and write down my email, which is pastor@bohmglobal.com, and I'll get you that poem. Go ahead, Nan, read it again.
I am here for you. Things will be okay. I see what you face, but believe it's a new day. I am the deliverer in your life. I will bring all things to you. These may seem like difficult days, but beloved one, you will make it through. Look to me with expectancy. Praise me and wait. You'll be okay, little one. To praise me, do not hesitate. You'll look back on this time and see that I was in control. It is all coming together. You will be made whole.
Oh, that's a powerful word.
That's a powerful word.
Yes.
You know, and in it, you know, he spoke about waiting, which
yes,
is our word
right,
today.
Our word today.
And entwined in it also is praise.
Praise.
And we've talked about that
yes.
too. Praising God in the midst of whatever you're going on.
That's right.
He will see you through. And then
he
you
will.
Have this great testimony of how much you trusted him and he saw you
and
through.
And he saw you through. Woo! Amen. Going to 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and talking about the thorn in Paul's flesh. There's a lot of debate about what that thorn was, if he was blind or maybe going blind. Some people think it's that. Some people think it's other things. It doesn't really matter. We all sometimes in our lives have a thorn, it seems, in our flesh. And in verse 7 of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, 2 Corinthians 12, Paul says this, because of the extravagance of these revelations, and so I wouldn't get a big head, I was given the gift of a handicap, to keep me in constant touch with my limitations. That's very important. Sometimes we feel like our handicaps are pulling us away from God. They only do if we allow that. Our handicaps should make us more dependent upon God Almighty. He's the one that can make us glad. He's the one that can make us whole. He's the one that can heal our hurt. And he goes on to say, Satan's angel did his best to get me down. What he did, in fact, was push me to my knees. So this is what we need to remember. So often what the enemy means for our harm, God turns around. And when we get on our knees, when we are in an attitude of, okay, God, I don't like what's going on. I'm not saying I do, but I trust you. And I go to my knees and praise you and pray to you. And then he goes on, no danger then of walking around high and mighty. At first, I didn't think of it as a gift and begged God to remove it. Three times I did that. And then he told me, my grace is enough. It's all you need. My strength comes into its own in your weakness. Once I heard that, I was glad to let it happen. I quit focusing on the handicap and began appreciating the gift. It was a case of Christ's strength moving in on my weakness. people in the waiting time, so often we feel very, very weak. We may be weak emotionally. We may be weak spiritually. We may be weak physically. Paul goes on to say, now I take limitations in stride and with good cheer. These limitations that cut me down to size, abuse, accidents, opposition, bad breaks, I just let Christ take over. And so the weaker I get, the stronger I become. And now in the NIV, a couple verses there, so many of you will recognize it in this format in the NIV. Paul says this, I pleaded with the Lord to take this away from me, but he said to me, I'm in verse 9 of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast of the more gladly all about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. I delight in my weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For what, when I am weak, then I am strong. Mm-hmm. Megan?
Wow. What a powerful message that scripture is speaking of. Because I have to speak about being an expecting mom, but knowing that I was expecting great, speaking of grace in here, expecting a child that had a 25% chance of survival. And there was no way that I could have survived that pregnancy without God. Because it just,
right,
like it says in,
yeah,
that scripture,
yeah,
his grace is enough.
Yeah.
And what's amazing is that, you know, I've had people basically say to me, how can you walk around, just like the scripture says, how can you walk around so high and mighty? And it's like, it's the grace of God.
Right.
Because my weakness, my handicaps, I know what they are, but it's okay to embrace them because I'm not the strong one here. I'm just little old me, but I am strong by the grace of God. And that's how I can continue to walk and hold my head high and face things day after day that I, you know, if I didn't have the Lord, I couldn't face them.
That's exactly right.
I know that by the grace of God that I can face anything.
Well,
it's just, wow, that was the powerful scripture, Pastor.
Isn't that powerful? Because God really wants us to get to a place where we can't fix it.
Yes.
I'm a fixer. I love to, you know, move through a problem in my jobs and figure it out and get it done.
Yep.
And spiritually, God wants us as his children to recognize that without him, old song, without him, I can do nothing. Without him, I'd surely fail. Without him, I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. And that's an old song we used to do at Cornerstone. I don't know if you remember it, Megan, many, many years ago. But without him, but the second verse goes, but with him, I can do all things. With him, I'll never fail. With him, I'll never be drifting like a ship without a sail because it's his strength. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In the waiting time, we recognize our weakness. We recognize that we can't fix it. When we're waiting, we realize we can't do much of anything about that new baby growing in our belly except to eat well, get some rest, and pray a lot for that child. But we, like when you were carrying Grayson and knew that he did not have very good odds to survive his birth, you still kept carrying him. You kept waiting, right? Do you remember all that? I know you remember all that, of course.
Oh, it is as vivid as it happened yesterday.
I know, me too.
It's, I have to say that will be probably for the rest of my life, probably be, a true testimony to surrender because,
yes,
just like you said, there's nothing you can do.
No.
You know, this child growing inside of you, it's your body has to do its thing and there's nothing you can do. You just have to let go and let God.
Yes.
And, it was a very hard situation because you want to talk about my handicap is, like I said earlier, I have no patience. And having to wait for that period of time to find out what type of healing was coming after his birth, I tell you what, if I didn't keep myself grounded in the Word, if I didn't keep myself praising God, if
but
I didn't
did.
Keep myself,
but you
I did.
Did,
I had to,
yeah.
Because I knew without it, Pastor and Nan, that I'd fall, mm-hmm. because that's where the devil wanted me.
Right.
But even though I was on my knees, I was being taken care of, and I was being taken care of by the Holy Spirit.
You were. And I think some of our audience would like to know that Grayson did go on to be with Jesus after 33 hours. Isn't that correct?
Man, 33 hours, he left and went into the arms of Jesus.
Yes, yes. One of the most painful things that can ever happen to any parent. And with all of that said, when we did Grayson's Celebration of Life in 2014, right? It was April of...
Yep.
We did it in June of 2014. There was a mighty testimony that came from you, from your dad, from your mom, from those around you, Megan, that saw what happened in you and through you, and it ministered to so many. And we have talked about Grayson many times on the air here on this show about this very thing. And through that wait, I think, as I remember, you knew in about December, and then he wasn't born till April. Is that about right?
Yep.
And so you knew that the lungs were not forming correctly, and you knew that things were not looking good. Yet you had to just keep on waiting and expecting God to do whatever God was going to do. You just had to trust him, didn't you?
I did, like never before. Like never before.
And one day you're going to see that baby boy and hold him again.
Amen. But you know, Pastor, what is amazing to this day, this is just like God, and it totally blows me out of the water. When I was standing up at Grayson's Celebration Service,
yes,
little did I know, and you and I talked on our way to the hotel.
We did.
When we were getting ready to have the service, that I will tell you that I was 3 weeks pregnant.
Yes, you were.
With my Zoe.
You're Zoe Grace.
While I was standing up there giving that testimony of life.
Yes.
That's how amazing God is.
Yes.
That even though that the trial was tough,
yes,
you hung in there. You hang in there, and you fall back on him, and great is your reward.
Amen. Because his power is perfected in our weakness. It makes no human sense to think that the weaker we are, the stronger we become. That really, I mean, when people go and work out in the gym, every time they lift a weight, they're believing their muscles getting stronger and stronger. And in this situation in our spiritual lives, God says, I want you to get weaker and weaker in your own ability to fix your issues. Because it's as you get weaker in your ability to change your situation, then, as it says right here in 2 Corinthians 12, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace comes, his grace. It says right here, I'm going to read it one more time, the NIV, that little part. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Nan, talk to us.
That just doesn't go along with human thoughts. That doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't make sense. But it's so true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and those of us who have lived that,
yeah,
know that.
Right on, right on. We're going to go to Isaiah 40:31 after the song. But, you know, when we think of waiting, we think of a time of testing, a time of horrible, horrible agony. It doesn't have to be that, Megan. It can be a time of when we are praising God and thanking him for the answer before we see it. Paul and Silas did that in Acts chapter 16. They were getting ready to be taken out and killed the next day. And they were praising God and just waiting. They were waiting for their miracle. And I think so often we short circuit our miracle because we give up on the waiting and we get mad at God and we walk away and we say, well, God, if that's the way it's going to be, forget it. I don't want anything to do with you. Talk to me, Megan, because I think this is a common human problem.
It is, Pastor, because like I said earlier, it's easier to give up than it is to stay in the race. And, you know, I go back to Grayson. You know, I had 9.5 months that I carried him, and I could have chosen to, I could have chosen to terminate the pregnancy. I could have chosen to lock myself in a room and have a pity party. I could have chose to not be present for my family because of the level of depression that the devil wanted to put upon me in that
sure.
situation.
Yes.
But no, I knew that I could fight. And what I mean by that is that the Holy Spirit gave me sufficient grace, peace, compassion, and just complete understanding to the whole entire situation that I enjoyed what I went through. even though, yes, that the ending was not the ending that we wanted to see, it was an ending that was meant to be.
Right.
And when you get into that type of mindset, when the Lord, I mean, I'll tell you, when the Lord brought me down, because I have, and like you said, he will bring you to your weakest point.
Yeah.
And he did.
Yeah.
He took me to my weakest point because mm-hmm. I knew that losing a child was not something that I ever wanted to face. He brought me to that weakest point, but I tell you what, it was in that weakest moment that I saw the true power of God.
Woo! Praise God.
Because he lifted me
yes,
up
he
off
did.
Of that floor, and I mean, he literally did. He lifted me up off that floor then the very next morning after I got that bad news, and I was able to walk with my head held high.
Yes, you were.
Because I knew that I had the mercy and grace of God upon me.
Absolutely. Thank you, Megan. I know it hurts to talk about it, but yet it's such a testimony
of the
power of God in your life.
Amen. It's a beautiful thing.
Press On by Selah. I love this song. People, you don't give up. Whatever you're going through right now, don't give up. Wait on God and let your weakness be there. It's okay if you don't know how to figure it out. If you don't have any answers to your problems, your marriage, your finances, your job problems, whatever your may be, a drug addicted child, whatever it might be, it's okay to not know how to fix it. You're not supposed to fix it. Press On. Love this song. One of my favorites. Hope it ministers to you.
Stumble
praise God. Take that strength right now.
We find the strength.
Praise God.
To press on. To press on.
Wow. Praise God. Go to Hebrews 12. Nan's got a poem, right? You got a poem?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Hebrews chapter 12 is where God's telling us to go, the first couple of verses.
Don't give up on me. I'm certainly here for you. Press on with what you face. Child, you will make it through. I love you with everlasting love. Of your burdens, you'll be lifted. Believe it, little one, I'm here. Of my strength, you'll be gifted. You will then be able to help others when the same thing they face. Your example that's before them will let them realize they can make it with my grace.
That's really good.
It's just
really good.
He just seems to be saying today through everything that's going on, it's just to hang in there, press on. He's going to make it.
Yes.
Men, women, whoever, they're going to make it.
Which is exactly what it says in Hebrews 12, verse 1. It's therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Here's the waiting part. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. He was waiting those years of ministry. He knew what was coming. He endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. And that's what happens a lot of times when we are waiting. We grow weary and we lose heart. Megan?
We do, because the waiting can become so lonely, and it can seem endless, honestly, and the waiting can hurt.
It hurts, but yes.
It does. It hurts.
It's frustrating. It's frustrating.
Yeah. Aggravating. I mean, all kinds of, all kinds of emotions, and that's totally normal. It's absolutely totally normal, but it's during those times that we have to learn that we need to lean on Jesus, we need to learn on the Holy Spirit, we need to learn on God the Father for the strength to make it through, because we are not strong enough. That's why I keep saying, you can't make it through life, this life alone. You can't do it.
No, you can't. And so often, we just get so impatient. And I mentioned this morning, it's so true, don't pray for patience, because when you do, you're going to be going through all kinds of stuff as it is developed in you. Because actually, one of the benefits of the waiting game, the waiting room, God's waiting room, where we sit and wait, one of the benefits is we develop patience. We develop trust in God. We know we can't fix it. We know we can't do anything to speed it up either. We can beg and cry and fuss and storm and stomp our feet and all of that, Megan, but what good does that do? You and I have both been in those situations where we've done a whole lot of that, right?
Of course. Sure,
right.
I have. Absolutely, and it's totally normal, because we have feelings. We have desires. We don't like to hurt. I mean, who does? Who wants to live in hurt? And I'm telling you right now, if you're hurting, you need the Lord.
Absolutely.
Don't give up on God. Don't give up on you. Because God will never turn his back to you. God will never forsake you. You need to turn to him. You need to find him in this situation instead of doing it alone.
Because in our own strength, we don't get it right. You know, we don't get it right without the Spirit of God. We need his wisdom. We need his direction. We need that the fact that the Holy Spirit lives big in us and speaks life into our situations. We need to learn to trust. Nan, do you want to comment on any of that? We got to learn to trust. And we do that best when we're in God's waiting room. We trust that God's doing something we can't see right then?
I think we all have spent a certain amount of time in that waiting room. And there was a speaker by the name of Joyce Landorf who had spoken on family, focused on the family. And she had a tape about In God's Waiting Room. And it talked about how many, many people are in a waiting room. And they're all there for different reasons. But they're still in the waiting room. And they're just waiting. They're just waiting. I mean, how many of us have been with someone in a hospital where we've waited in the waiting room a very long time, waiting to hear the result of a test, waiting to hear that they've gotten to our family member, our friend, whoever we have taken there, you know? And I know for me, I mean, and as you two also, I mean, I have gained so much strength when in those waiting rooms. When in those waiting rooms, you know, you gain strength.
Yeah, you do.
You know, and you're empowered.
Yes.
And then it also gives you the ability to be able to reach out to someone later in the same situation who's in a waiting room with the same situation, and you can come
That's
alongside
right.
them and say,
That's
you know,
right.
been there, done that, made it.
Yeah.
You're going to make it. You're going, and we can encourage each other in the Lord, in the power of His might. We can encourage each other that even
right.
in the waiting room experience often is not easy.
No.
It's not easy, but it's needful.
It's needful.
It's needful. You know, I've done my most growing in the waiting room. You know, when everything's perfect in life and everything's going a little great. I don't know. We have a tendency maybe not to spend so much time we need to do with the Lord.
Right.
But then we get into a waiting room. And then we need His help more than we realize. And we lean upon Him and we grow in Him.
Can you imagine the air of expectancy in the waiting room of the upper room, where those 120 did what Jesus told them to do, go and wait, because your reward is going to be amazing. The Holy Spirit is going to come upon you. We're going to talk about that 2 weeks from today. Unbelievable, unbelievable what God did. It'll blow your mind. Talk to us about the waiting room, Megan Deere.
Well, Nan is right on. She was right on with what she just said, because I agree with her. I have grown the most, and it is very true. You will grow the most through your trials, because the purpose of those trials is to be a testimony and a witness to those around us. And Nan is exactly right that in those waiting rooms that we often can find, and not only do we find the Holy Spirit and we find the grace of God, but we often find someone else that
it's true.
Has either gone through it, going through it, or is going to go through it, and they become like a spiritual
yeah.
companion
yes.
for us.
Yes, yes.
And I've had many of those throughout some of the things that I've been through, and it never ceases to amaze me how the grace of God works through that other person
yes.
during that time. And sometimes those people are only around for that season, and they're gone.
Yeah.
But Nan was so right on that
right.
we do our most growing in the waiting room. Woo, that was powerful.
Powerful, powerful. Isaiah 40:31 says this, those who wait upon God get fresh strength. They spread their wings and soar like eagles. They run and don't get tired. They walk and don't lag behind. Isaiah 40:31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait. That old song we sang it this morning at Beacon of Hope. Teach me, Lord, to wait. That needs to be the cry of our hearts, because without that waiting room experience, we don't get the blessings that we could have. Think about the doctor's office you're sitting in the waiting room, and it's comfortable for the most part, but you get tired, you get bored, you get, a lot of them have TVs now just so we wait a little easier, right? Or a magazine. But you're sitting there, and it's an hour, it's 2 hours. You go to the window, what's going on? I've been here 2 hours. Well, doctor had an emergency. We're running late. Just keep waiting. He's going to see you. We go back. We sit down. We are impatient. We wait. We wish we didn't have to wait any longer. Suddenly, your name is called, and there you get to talk with the doctor one-on-one, get resolved whatever's going on in your life. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. You know, that's talking about getting stronger when we're weaker. And Paul's famous, famous verse in Philippians 4:13, one of my favorites, and it was the life verse for my mother. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In my own strength, I can't. In my own strength, I'm weak. Talk to us, Nan, then we'll go to Megan.
Well, the scripture in Isaiah is one of three scriptures that are my scriptures, I guess the best way to, that the Lord has led me to that are my scriptures. And this is one of them, and for each of them, I have a ring. So I happen to be wearing the one today that has this scripture on it. And please excuse me. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. And it's all right. God's moving in you.
The thing of it is it reminds me, the rings remind me of the scriptures that are my scriptures.
Sure.
I have a ring for each of the three.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's you know, I said, I need a scripture on trust. And he led me on eBay, and I found one with the scripture on it.
Wow.
I figured I would just have a ring that says trust. He gave me a ring that's got the scripture on it. Mm-hmm. You know, and almost half the scripture's on the ring. But, you know, I just would like to encourage, you know, the people. They're in a waiting room. Many people listening to this today or in the future, they're in a waiting room, and they're waiting, and they don't understand why. Sometimes we don't know the whys.
Right.
Sometimes we don't know the whys. It just happens.
Yeah.
Life happens. Like we've already been talking earlier in the first hour. Life happens, and it's hard to know how people make it through life circumstances without having God on their side.
Absolutely.
I mean, with Megan, with what she dealt with her child, you know, if she wouldn't have had God on her side, I don't know how she would have made it. But she made it because she had God and because she stayed focused on God and she looked to God for strength and direction.
Yes.
And he gave it to her. And that's the way it is with many people listening. They're in a waiting room. I want to encourage them. Many people go in the waiting room, but he will see them through.
Absolutely.
And I'm just believing for the listeners that he will see them through, and he will if they will allow him to be there for them. Some people, like you were talking, get upset and blame everything on God. Hey, don't blame it on God. God's the one who can help you with it.
Right.
It's a that's life kind of thing, you know, but God will help you with it, and he will bring you through just shining with the testimony of what all he did with you and in you and for you when you're in the waiting room.
In Hebrews 12 that we talked about a minute ago, during that time, the best thing you can do is fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. We're going to do the song, then we'll go to you, Megan. It's Oh, the Glory of Your Presence, because that's what we're talking about here. God wants you to live in his presence. He wants you to be filled to overflowing with him in a fresh new way. That's what he wants for you. Soak this in. Just soak in this song. In the waiting room.
Be loved. as your presence.
What it's all about, being in your presence, waiting on you to move in our situations. Mighty God, we come before you humbly this day, and we say we're a people that need you. We're a people that need all that you have for us. We don't want to go through this life even one more minute without trusting you for the situations that we're going through. God, we don't like being in the waiting room sometimes. We're admitting it. But, Lord, wherever we are, we know you are there also. You're right there with us in the waiting room. And so, Lord, right now, for our dear listeners, some that have just never experienced this kind of a move of God in their lives, Lord, let their hearts open today, sincerely open to a mighty move of God that will absolutely change them inside and out and cause them to realize that your presence is working in them. If they don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Lord, let them receive you right now in Jesus' name. Let them accept you as their personal Lord and Savior and believe that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead, and ask you and invite you to enter their hearts. And if that's some around this globe, then let this moment be that moment where they do receive you. And for those that know you and just need to get deeper, just need to get okay with the waiting room, Lord, let that happen right now too, because we glory in your presence in our lives. It's your presence that gives us purpose. It's your presence that changes us. It's your presence that gives us wisdom and direction and a purpose for our lives. So we give you glory and praise for this show today, Lord. All that's been said, all the seeds that have been planted in hearts, you get the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Megan?
Wow, what a powerful show this has been. I just want to tell people that I know that being in the waiting room can feel like endless agony. And I know, and you will, you may wait longer than others. Your wait may be shorter than others. But there is a section in the waiting room of great comfort.
Yes.
And that is at the foot of the cross.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And, you know, how Nan says that she has on her scriptures, her reminders of the things that keep her strong. Well, it's not of coincidence today that I put back on a bracelet that I had made after Grayson passed away, because it's something that helps us remember that trial, that waiting period. But it's also yes. something that keeps us remindful of that grace of God through that period, or Amen. Remindful of that, of some scripture that may speak to you
right.
wherever you are, that you need to hold on to get you through this waiting period until you receive your answer, until you receive your testimony.
Right.
Because don't look at this circumstance as a punishment.
No.
Look at it and tell the Lord right now, Lord, I am expectant of the testimony that you're going to give me out of this trial.
Yes.
And today, decide finally enough to open your heart to tell the Lord that you're in control, Lord. No longer me.
Yes.
You.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
And that's where it's at, Megan, because when we give up control, when we give up our need to fix things, our need to hurry things along so that we are more comfortable, whatever the case may be, God is almost like, really? And, you know, I'm going to do it in my time, you know, not yours. And that's a hard time. That's hard for a lot of us to accept that, but that is where we need to be. God's waiting room actually is a place of comfort. It's a place of deep, deep joy and peace. And so we encourage you, find that in Him. Find that time of deep, deep nestling and resting in His presence. Let Him do what He wants to do in you. And you'll be surprised. In the waiting room, you hear a lot from God. Sometimes there's long periods of silence. A lot of times, the scripture comes alive to you in the waiting room, and you begin to see God's purpose in what you're going through. Nan, your comments.
People just need to be reminded that, you know, many people around us are in the waiting room. It's just not a few handful of people, you know, many times. And one thing with that teaching that I had listened to is like, you know, you make it through one waiting room experience, and guess what? You're going to wind up in another one.
Sure you will.
And another one.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and,
yeah, that's
and,
the way it works.
But you learn from each one, and it applies that you can apply what you learn from this one in the next one.
I've found that and I'm older than both of you, but I have found that as I go through the waiting room experiences in my life, I begin to trust God more. And so I'm more apt now to surrender right away instead of waiting for 3 weeks and going, oh, I'm in the waiting room. That's what's going on. I seem to be seeing it quicker, and I don't know if it'll always be that way, but lately I have. I'll just put it that way. Where I see that this is what's happening. I'm in the waiting room, so I better just relax, sit back, and enjoy it. Right, Meg?
That's right. I totally agree with you, Pastor, because the more that you recognize when you get in there, the easier the transition through that circumstance is, because you learn to quit fighting it. You
That's
learn
it.
To quit
That's it right
trying
there.
To control it.
Yeah.
And you just step back and go, God, it's all you. I'm not
going
to worry. I'm not going to fret. I'm not going to fear, because I have your grace and your mercy and peace. They're going to carry me through this no matter what's coming at me.
That's what happens, don't you think? You begin to just say, okay,
I
God, I give up. I'm not going to beat you up because of what I'm going through right now. I'm just going to trust you in the midst of it. Nan, the final word for each of you. We got just a minute for each of you to have a quick final word.
Fast point. You will make it through this. Of my blessings, don't miss. I am truly in control. You will become whole. Things will be okay. This is a new day. You need to wait upon me. Of these binds, you'll be free. I will help you in all things. Of me, your void, your voice can ring. You'll be able to help others around that they can be free and not down.
Well, oh, that's really good. That's really good. That's your final word, huh?
That's my final word.
Then read it one more time. Then we're going to Megan. We're going to get out of here.
You will make it through this. Of my blessings, don't miss. I am truly in control. You will become whole. Things will be okay. This is a new day. You need to wait upon me. Of these binds, you'll be free. I will help you in all things. Of me, your voice can ring. You'll be able to help others around that they, too, can be free and not down.
Fantastic. Megan, final word. Thank you, Nan Watson, for being on today, as always.
Well, I just want to say that if you find yourself in the waiting room and you don't know what steps to take, is I ask you to reach out and email Pastor. It's pastor@bohmglobal.com for some direction and some scripture, and just find a way to find God, because if you find him, you'll find your way.
Fantastic. Thank you, Megan Kramer from Michigan, Nan Watson from right here. And for all of you that tune in weekly, we appreciate that, your support. And catch us again next week right at this time. And, you know, we always like to end with the same song, and usually. And the song is It's Not Far to Jesus, because it isn't. And all you have to do, people, is just cry out to him and say, God, I need you. Jesus, I need you in my life. We encourage you to go check out our website, bohmglobal.com, and look at shows. We have hundreds of them there. Also, tantalknetwork.com. Go to podcasts and the name of this show, which is Living the Good Life. And you will have a lot of the word to listen to. God bless every one of you. And we look forward to talking about God's word with you again next Sunday. We were going to resume this series 2 weeks from today. Next week will be a different show. But 2 weeks from today, we'll go on with this series, Signs and Wonders. God bless every one of you. See you soon. This has been Pastor Marcia McAllister, Nan Watson, and Megan Kramer bringing you the Word of God today from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. God bless every one of you.